when I came to St. Paul, there was a little shul, the only Orthodox minyan. And that's basically what it was. It was a minyan. On Rosh Hashanah, maybe a little more, but it was a dying shul. But there were two brothers there from Poland who were just delightful people. And their story is, I think, a perfect example of this, what we're talking about. There were three shluchim. When I came there, there were three shluchim. And we wanted to say Tehillim on Shabbos Mevarchim with a minyan. So we're thinking, who could we ask? Who would come to say Tehillim? I thought these two brothers, they're, you know, they were, the others were kind of tzekrach and old. These guys were still, so I thought, I'll ask them. One of them was Yidl, Yehuda. So I went over to him and I said, could you and your brother come to shul early, one Shabbos out of the month, to say Tehillim? He said, one Shabbos out of the month? I said, yeah, just one Shabbos. He says, why? So I tried to explain to him, Shabbos Mevarchim. He says, no, why only once a month? I said, let's start with one. He says, no, my brother and I, we say the whole Tehillim every Shabbos morning. I said, wow. He says, I'll tell you why. They were in a concentration camp for 3 years. And the Allies came in and liberated the camp. They opened up the gates of the concentration camp, the soldiers, and they said to the people there, it's over, you're safe now, you can go home. He and his brother walked outside, stepped out of the camp, and realized that they have no place to go. They can't go home. There's no home. Their shtetl is gone. Their family is gone. Everything's gone. They have no place to go. They wanted to go back into the concentration camp. Because there was nothing. It was scarier to be out than in. So they stood there, paralyzed, at the gate of the concentration camp. And as they were standing there, this Polish woman came walking towards them with a huge basket of bread and gave them a loaf of bread. Of course, they were starving also among them. So he says, my brother and I, we looked at each other and we said, for this kindness that the Eberstedt just showed us, let's promise that we'll say the whole Tehillim every Shabbos. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. 3 years of a concentration camp. He's standing at the gate of a concentration camp and he's thinking, the Eberstedt's kindness, how do we thank him? Where does this come from? This is not human. It's not human. They noticed the Eberstedt's kindness. Excuse me, did you notice the last 3 years? That's an amazing thing. So where does this come from? What is that? And what's going on with our generation that no matter how comfortable your life is, and no matter how painless your life is, and no matter how rich your life is, not exciting. Need drugs. Need to do something dangerous and risky and ridiculous. And what? What have we lost? How did life become so boring? The answer has to be, we have forgotten the purpose. When you wake up with a purpose, then it's a different life. You wake up without a purpose, it's pretty boring. Even when you're comfortable. A gute Woch mit Broche, Hatzloche, Yeshua is, Refua is, Nachas, Chaim.